Outgoing Richmond City Councilor Harold Steves left his colleagues a 40-page parting gift. A report replete with historical information and a plan to develop Britannia shipyards into a national historic site reflecting First Nations, Chinese, Japanese and European history in the area. Steves is not running for re-election, and his 40-page document references many projects that were bandied about, sometimes approved by council, but not realized during his years on council. The long name approved for the ambitious plan is indicative of the many details found therein. The Fisheries Museum of the Pacific at the Britannia Shipyard National Historic Site. Steve's focus, however, is partly historical and partly environmental. He'd like to see an estuarium created to show the importance of the Fraser River Basin as well as restoring the First Nations and Chinese historic sites. He would also like to see replanting to bring in native species to Steveston and Terra Nova. His ideas include fixing the Phoenix Gillnet Loft, which is currently being reconstructed, to include various historical displays as well as creating a maritime arts center and market. According to Steves, there was originally supposed to be an arts center and market at London Landing, but the city decided to sell the land for $4.3 million in 2013. Whose proceeds were to be used to fix the Phoenix Gillnet Loft. Steves is also suggesting the First Nation Smokehouse be restored and used to show the arts, culture and way of life of Indigenous people in Steveston. As for the history of the Japanese in Steveston, Steves suggests telling the history of the Steveston Fishermen's Benevolent Association, the Japanese Hospital and School and the First Child Care Center, run by the Sisters of Atonement while Japanese mothers worked, at the Benevolent Society's office and in the Phoenix Gillnet Loft. Rescued artifacts from the historical Hong Wo store would be central to displays about the history of the Chinese in Steveston, Steves explained in his document to City Council, suggesting the displays could be in the Chinese bunkhouse. As for the fishing industry and the harbor, there are currently about half a dozen boats that could be restored and displayed in Steveston to reflect the maritime history. City Council approved hiring a shipwright in 2002 to maintain historic boats that belonged to the Britannia Society, Steves explained in his report. However, this never happened, and the boats, the Skeezix and the Starliner, have fallen into disrepair. The city saved over $1 million over 20 years by not hiring a shipwright, but over $1 million of damage was done to the boats, Steves explained in his report to council. The city has since acquired more boats and there are some privately owned ones that could be part of the historical displays. Not only was the fishing industry an integral part of Steveston Village's early history, engines built by East Hope Marine Industries, used by boats that were transitioning from sails and rowing, were built in Steveston. Steves would like to see this piece of history also included in the National Historical Displays. City Council voted unanimously in favor of moving forward with the plan with Cown. Carol Day suggesting Steves be a consultant on the project during his retirement. Dedicating it as a national historical site could bring in funding for the various proposals, Steves explained.